I'd like to go back into a previous part to the previous pasuk for a moment to develop one more thought. Pasuk says, "V'hayu advarim o'ela asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha." And these things which I command you today, this day, shall be on your heart. Rav Shalom Shvadran used to say, in the name of his Rebbe, Rebbe Yedileb Chasman, the author of the Ari Yahal, that with Tefillin it says, Al Yadecha, the Tefillin should be on your hand, your arm, without any chatzitza, without any obstructions, or any intervening substances. So too, for the Torah to be on our heart, we have to remove faulty character traits, midasrais, negative emotions from our hearts before being able to experience Avas Hashem, love Hashem. The Kotzke Rebbe comments on this pasuk. At times your heart might be closed and the concepts and the ideas you accept intellectually do not penetrate and become part of you. Still, keep them on your heart, even if they haven't yet gone into your heart. Al levavecha. Because once they're al levavecha, once they're on your heart, then as soon as your heart opens up, they'll fall right in. Alternatively, al levavecha, it's like Rabbi Akiva's water and stone. Rabbi Akiva says the Gemara, noticed water drip, 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 drop by drop by drop, making a hole in the stone. Any drop of water by itself is going to do nothing to the stone. But it was the drip, drip that actually penetrated the stone that was hard. Rabbi Akiva makes a mashal for himself. Divrei Torah, which are like Eish, of course, can penetrate my heart, which is soft. But the point is, if it's Allah Vavecha, if it's on your heart, eventually it will go in. There are many, as Zalig Pliskin explains, there are many important Torah ideas that are crucial for a person to internalize. Because only when they become part of us will they actually make a difference to our lives. The Torah had previously said there's a mitzvah of Avas Hashem, mitzvah to love Hashem. And it takes a lot of thought and reflection. We need to meditate on the infinite greatness of Hashem, all of the chesed, all the kindness He does for us. But even if we do think about it, there are times where it will merely remain cognitive and intellectual, but won't be an emotional experience. But true love is not merely saying that you love someone, but actually feeling it and expressing it. So when it comes to the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, even if our hearts are closed, and we emotionally don't feel the love for Hashem, continue to think about Hashem. Continue to reflect on Hashem. Think about His awesome power in the world. Think about the numerous ways how He's helped us. And be patient. Eventually, our hearts will open up. We'll experience an inner love for Hashem. So the point is to keep it on our hearts. Even if there are times where we don't feel it. If we keep it on our hearts, then eventually our hearts will open. We'll feel emotionally available to allow these messages in. But if they were never on our hearts in the first place, then there's nothing to put inside. It's Hashem. Hashem will open our hearts and we'll be able to input all these incredible concepts, ideas, emotions, and feelings.